important economic drivers.
Yes.
As to whether an entrepreneur will move his family and his business to a given community is what are the metrics being reported by the school. That's why you engage.
Right.
It matters enormously. Can we get engaged in solving the problem? Maybe we can't, but maybe we can put a spotlight on it and find people who are better positioned
it's
to address it.
Well, in over there.
I realize we've got the kids coming through Perfect 10, and the parents now are really not the same.
Really?
Of what we were looking at eight or 10 years ago. And we were typically taking in what was defined by the guidance counselor as at-risk girls. So they had many records in the school, but the feedback that we're getting is the kids are afraid in the halls. This is not a way to build up your rankings.
No.
Well, the headline on the paper.
And what the hell are we going to do about that? We could. But we have to investigate and talk and find out if there's something we can do. It may not end up getting on the short list, but keeping the I think what you guys are doing with these conversations is the platform for putting shape around what the economic engines are going to be going forward. I'm not knocking any conversation that's happening. It will find its way to participate in a solution.
Well, you know that I don't know the exact definition, but the school is being, somebody is coming down from Albany very shortly. It's either today or tomorrow. State Board of Governors. They get a review, and it's usually not a positive thing when they come down. Mm. And my understanding is that Dr. Spindler is going to be entertaining that person from Albany.
And are they coming down because they regularly come down?
No,
or they're a special trip?
It's
not
a special trip because
we're checking it out.
Because we want
to see what's going on.
Yes, yeah, we're hearing bad stuff.
Okay, that's good.
They're Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah.
Showing up at the train wreck.
Flying.
Yeah. I was in the school and at the end of December. It seemed like it had always seemed to me. It didn't seem like a war zone or anything like that. I've been in the elementary school, middle school, high school a lot over the last 10 years or so. I don't really notice a change, to be honest with you. I think there's a few incidents and the videoing it is not helping, and there's just a pervasive fear.
The kids have their phones on all the time. They're filming their teachers. And then, it doesn't have good outcomes. It's not intended to be complimentary.
And the idea is that you can, your school policy allows cell phones.
I think that the school can certainly say that no cell phones are allowed.
But they're not.
But the school doesn't seem to do shit. I mean, with all due respect to these folks, I don't know what the hell they're doing over there. I really don't.
Well, we'll have a conversation.
Except they're just hiring companies and consultants to tell them, you need to gain control. They're not managing. They're reacting.
I think there is a huge come-to-Jesus moment coming, imminently.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, they canceled the school board meeting for tonight.
Is that a snow cancel or a trouble cancel?
Yeah, snow. All the snow. Really traffic stopping
there.
Snow.
It's preposterous, but.
Okay, well, so is there any other comment that anybody wants to bring up before we adjourn? Because we're coming up on enough time.
We're not
volunteering.
It's over there. Fell off the wall.
It's the low budget clock. Yeah, it's always off a little. Does anyone have anything else that they want to bring to our attention? We will be focusing on the annual meeting on strategic thinking, which is sort of what Phyllis and what John is saying, pick a lane, where can we make the most impact? So be thinking before that and things that occur to you that you might like to share.
Great.
Okay, can I have a motion to adjourn the February meeting? Paul, number one. Second, John, any objection? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Well,
thank you very much for
thank
your
you
time.
Thank you all for coming.
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Tom, for coming.
Thanks, Tom.
You want a lot of candy.
Yeah. bet I did.
It was unbelievable. I was watching.
You brought it in.
I brought it.
You brought it and ate it.
That was good.
About ready to go.
Diabetic.
Diabetic.
Thank you for coming up.